Okay, I'm going to attempt to summarize the regulation in a fairly short period of time. This isn't really related to your written materials, so it's going to be primarily visual. The Dodd-Frank Reform and Consumer Protection Act represents the most comprehensive financial regulatory reform measures taken since the Great Depression. The Dodd-Frank Act reformed the regulation of the Wall Street securitization market, regulated credit rating agencies, and enacted the Volcker Rule to restrict banks from making certain kinds of speculative investments. The Dodd-Frank Act created a new agency, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, or CFPB, which is responsible for implementing and enforcing compliance with consumer finance laws. For the past 30 years, federal law has required lenders to provide two different disclosure forms to consumers applying for a mortgage. The law also generally has required two different forms at or shortly before closing. Two different federal agencies developed these forms separately under two federal statutes, the Truth in Lending Act, TILA, enacted in 1968, and the Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act of 1974, or RESPA. The Dodd-Frank Act directed the CFPB to integrate the mortgage loan disclosures under TILA and RESPA, sections 4 and 5. The final rule for combining the disclosures was published in the Federal Register on December 31, 2013. Originally effective on August 1, 2015, it is now effective October 3, 2015. Notice that both effective dates were scheduled for a Saturday. On or after October 3rd, the new integrated disclosures must be provided by a creditor or mortgage broker who receives a loan application from a consumer for a closed-end credit transaction secured by real estate.